Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
everyone, that was The Words You Cannot Say, a poem turned to a song written by Jay Hatter, and the music was arranged by the singer, Shout Evenshai, and it's become our favorite intro song around here. This is Deborah Lee, and you are listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio group, writing group, chat group that is sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We all get together on allpoetry.com, which is one of the biggest sites out there, and it's free to join. And if you join or are already a member, you can find us under the group tab and click on A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. We host radio shows most nights of the week with different hosts and hostesses, each supplying their own topics, and you can find those topic boards in the chat room, as well as the links to each of the poems that we share on the show each night. And you can read along and comment, or you can call in and participate at 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And My show is Personal Prompt Monday, and it's every Monday at 10. And right now we are in the middle of weeks and weeks of a series where we feature quotes from poems written by our fellow poets. And I also provide the picture prompts for you to you choose your picture, you choose your quote, and you come and dazzle us with your brilliance. And you do every single week. So impressive. And tonight, as we feature quotes from my big brother and co-host, Jay Hatter, let's say hi, Hatter.
Hi, Hatter.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. I just lost my poem. I wrote one for tonight. I just lost it. Okay. No big.
Terrible, terrible. Well,
I know.
A lot of poems are on the board. So,
okay.
You'll
so
be
I get
so
to sit
busy.
Here and do nothing, right? So I get to sit
no,
here
no,
and just
no,
listen.
No, no. Now, guess again, dear heart. Okay. How we do these is we have someone read, I comment. And then the featured poet, you, makes their comment. And then the next reader comments. And then when we have all the readers in the room taken care of, what we'll do is we will have me comment, and then you comment, and then I will choose one person to make another comment so that we can fit all the poems into the time frame. So,
what if I'm lost for words? What if I'm lost for words? Go ahead.
Well, no, if you're at a loss for words, dude, you better find some. Because
okay.
We are about
okay.
to kick off, and I'm going to let some of these people in. We have Stephen and Kay from A Poetic Slice of Life. Hello, you two. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Very glad you're here.
My nemesis. Welcome.
And right behind them is Linda, a.k.a. Liquid Damage. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Very
Hi,
glad
Hatter.
You are
here. Hi, Linda. Hi.
And I have a number I don't recognize, area code 561. Let's find out who that is. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with E.T. Reed. I like number 8, Sadness Fills the Eyes That See the Killing Walk of Humanity. I'd like to hear comments on that.
You'd like to what that? I'm sorry.
I'd like to hear quotes. I'd like to hear comments on that. Sadness Fills the Eyes That See the Killing Walk of Humanity.
Okay.
Which was number 8 on one of his, on one of the things that he wrote.
Okay, well, I'm not sure which quote each poet wrote to. What they'll do is when I call them, they will tell us
No, 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 that is Jay Hatter's poem.
Yeah, that's one of my poems, she's saying.
All the quotes tonight are from Jay Hatter's poem. and what did you say your name is? I'm sorry. We have a really bad
taste. Sadness fills the eyes that see the killing walk of humanity.
Well, she wanted to know your name, dear.
Oh, my name is Eve.
Hi, Eve.
Nobody
are
knows
you
me as
a...
anything other than Eve.
Are you in a team of voices, Eve?
I have absolutely no clue on that. I've never participated in anything like this before in my life. I don't even know how to get in your chat room.
Where did you see Hatter's quote?
Yeah, my poem.
I posted it because I'm a member of of your group, and I went down and I read it, and I wasn't sure if it was that we had to do quotes from artists, which I have a wonderful quote from Matisse. Once bitten by the demon of painting, I never wanted to give up, which to me believes the same thing about writing and any artwork. And I'm trying to participate in your group, but I just don't know how.
Okay, well, the same place that you saw Hatter's quote is the room that we're sitting in right now doing the show.
I'm usually not even up this late. I'm usually asleep. I get up at 4 in the morning.
Well,
okay.
I appreciate you calling in.
Awesome. It's nice to hear your voice. But I'm going to have to tell you the information that you need on how to participate and all that afterwards, because I got a whole room full of people waiting to read their poetry.
Of course you do. You are a wonderful girl, and thank you for sharing this.
My pleasure. Thank you for saying that. It's very sweet of you. And I'm going to let Wayne get into the room as well. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the show.
How you doing tonight?
At your service. I am doing well. And I am going to, need to mute and find out where that sound is. Give me a second. That's what it is. Give me one more second. I'm sorry, everybody. Eve, can you try to dial back? Because we have every time one of us speaks, there's a robotic noise that's coming from your line.
Okay,
please.
Yeah, call back.
Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. I'm going to grab Kay's poem so that we can get this show on the road. Just as soon as I find, there we go. Okay, now, dear Kay, you know the drill. Please tell us the quote that you chose and then read for us as soon as you see your poem. And let me just let Eve back in real quick.
Thank you, darling.
I'm going to have to put you on hold because that robotic noise came back with you. But I really want you to get to hear. If you sit back and listen and see how everything goes, that'll help you learn how we do things. And then I'll try to pick you back up shortly, okay?
You're a darling. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Kay, please.
Hold on. Okay. Hello. Okay. I chose the quote, running down dorm dream, nothing ever remains the same. And I call this spellbound splendor, fragrance the heart. Farm girl, Carrie Berry bloom, watercolor, magnificent. Garden trellis of mesquite, wavering a nothingness of pitch dark. Country lane, colonial rose, postgarden, a lettering, and sense of nostalgia. Cherry tomatoes to brown hens, sculpture the vision of farm days, cardinal bliss. A locket of blush and simplicity, cherished and brambles of bean sprout days, fluttering through, end poem.
You know, I have to say, Kay, you sure have been writing in a, how do I put it, like in a relaxed kind of way, and your imagery shows it, like the watercolor magnificence, and I like how you took from the art the garden trellis of mesquite flavoring of nothingness of pitch dark. There's something, the visuals that you bring us are always so vivid, like the brown hen sculpture and the visions of the farm days. There's just such a feel between the two pieces of art, actually, of a day out in the sunshine, and the nostalgia and the scents that are around you. And I really like that you said a locket of blushing simplicity cherished. It's like one of those things that you tuck away in your heart or in your locket to hold on to forever. So in just what, 6 lines, you gave this uplifting, memorable friendship feel, and I thought that was really, really cool. I think you did a great job with the quotes and the art, and appreciate you very much. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, first, Kay, have you ever painted?
No, I used to draw. No, I used to draw a lot when I was young, but my hands won't allow me to do that anymore. So I just write now.
Oh, I was wondering, because you and another question. Did you, I have a silly little poem called Cherry Perry Pie or something. I was wondering if you had, if you write across, no, just a coincidence. That's cool. No, Deborah's right. You do write, it seems like, I don't know if relaxed is the right word, but I can't think of anything better. Yeah, it seems like it all comes together. You know, you tell a story. And it's important to be able to do that, to have a beginning and an end, and then fill it with whatever you want. The vision of farm days kind of was, it's one of the best times when on a farm. Talk about it a lot. Thank you,
exactly.
Kay.
Thank you.
And I'm thinking that now that you're putting less pressure on yourself, and I think you might have even mentioned it to me, that you're able to get a little bit more into the writing. But I, like I said, I really liked the way that felt. And Stephen, will you comment for Kay and then tell us what you wrote too and read for us, please?
Yeah, I like that first line too, the Cherry Perry Bloom. That just kind of makes you smile just reading it. But I also like the way that you kind of went with all the senses in this as well, from sight, sound, to touch, and taste. All of them are kind of put in here because, you know, you're seeing the things. Even the cherry tomatoes made me think of how they pop in your mouth when you pull them off the vine and just, you know, steal them off the vine and never let them get in the house. You eat them before you get in the house. So I thought this was beautiful. Right? And, being on the farm with all the animals, that is always
happy.
Yes.
Happy.
That's why cherry tomato pie can get so big. Who knows?
Mine, Hatter, I saw the football pictures, and I had to bring you my favorite memory from me playing high school football. Loosely, it would give you a quote to the same one that Kay wrote to, running down a rainstorm drain, nothing ever remains the same. But this is based on a true story, and it's called Tales of the Flying Halfback. Gridiron gaping hole between the guard and tackle splits up when the laced pigskin hits my gut. High-stepping turf spikes to reach the sticks and pull the football squad out of this rut. But monster middle linebacker veiled by scrimmage, so big and fast and full of school pride, hits me square from lacuna and I fly. I covered 10 yards, but 8 flailing through the air to the side. And boom.
You know, I think I kind of remember you talking about this one time, Stephen. I don't know why. I think when you got to the big, but the monster middle linebacker, and I, for some reason, I really think that you talked about that once upon a time. Anyway, I like that the splits up when the laced pigskin hits my gut, and I'm thinking, you know that sound? Ugh! I could almost hear it as you were reading. But now, even with this big monster middle linebacker coming at you, you seem to have a smile in your voice as we were on our way to him, you know, and it just struck me funny that, you know, you would think, you're about to get clobbered by the ball and then by a monster linebacker, and you wouldn't expect there to be such a smile in your voice. And then you hit us with stuff like, I covered 10 yards, but 8 flailing through the air to the side. And it was fun to have the giggle. And I thought you did a really cool job with this. And I was glad that somebody went with the football route, because I tried to offer a couple different things that would work with the prompts, but also that would speak of Hatter. But I love how you brought yourself into here. So this is another one where, you know, the laid-back smile in your voice was priceless. 2 in a row. Great share. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it. You know, you're the first time you get your bell rung, you always remember it. I got 21 stitches in my chin one game and 13 in another. So, yeah, I've had my bell rung by that same middle linebacker.
Yeah, I bet. The same guy.
It's a immovable object. I can relate. I really liked it. Thank you. Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you. Yeah. My fondness of it is because of my friend who saw me flying to the side, and he laughed on the field because I was flying. I was telling the middle linebacker, "Nice hit, dude." I was actually saying that as I was flying through the air.
Yeah, my curse is when I got hit. Clearly, I mean, it's on videotape. Coach played it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, "Huts, what are you trying to do here?" He's a lot bigger than you. What were you trying to do? I was trying to block him, man.
Oh, my goodness. Linda, you're the next reader, but I'd like you to comment on Stephen and then give me a minute to have him push what's happening at Poetic Slice before you read, please. So go ahead and comment.
Oh, sure. Sure, yeah, this was cute. And, yeah, Deb was right about the sound of the pigskin hitting your gut. I can just hear it, you know. My brother played Pop Warner football and then high school football as well until they took his knee out. But I've seen him in this situation of flying through the air, and you did a good job at describing a football game. Really well done, Stephen. Thank you for sharing it.
The landing that hurts.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I bet it is. Awesome comment. Thank you. And Stephen, you want to tell us what's happening coming up over at Aquatic Slice?
Sure. Our next show is The Mortuary of Shadows. It's Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We are going to bring probably a very little-known movie, but I think one of Jim Carrey's best, very dark movie called The Number 23 from 2007. We have quotes from that movie to write to. If you've never seen the movie, I highly recommend it. Yeah, check it out. It's in the topic folder. And then Sky is on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Storyboards with S. Darkholm. And we're still focusing on The Hobbit, but this time we're going to look at the desolation of Smaug. So we're going to kill the dragon again over at Aquatic Slice of Life. Come and geek out with Sky, 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday.
Awesome. And I think I saw that. Stephen, is he in like a motel room, room 23, and he's either seeing it everywhere or it ties into stuff? For some reason, I think I saw it. Hmm.
Yeah, the number 23 does tie into pretty much everything, and it's a really cool movie.
I'll have to see if I can't find time to watch it before the show and refresh my memory, because I'm pretty sure that I did, because at the time he was doing a lot of comedies, right? So it was weird to see him in one that was like that, if I remember.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was
way cool. Sounds awesome. And Kay, did you want to mention the Poetry Month thing?
There she comes.
Thank you. yeah, as most of us know, it's April, and it's April 17th, so we're halfway there. It's National Poetry Month. So anybody who takes part in National Poetry Month, besides the group devoted to that Kevin created, this is my second year of creating my type of folder to honor National Poetry Month. And in honor of that, when the month is done, I will reward points and all that good stuff and get a show lined up to highlight some of the rights of people who took part. So take part in National Poetry Month, stop over at Poet Slice Life and share your rights that you just want to share or have to be read in the upcoming show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And Linda, you want to tell us the quote that you wrote to and then show us what you brought?
Yes, I would. I brought. The quote was, "Alice, sweet Alice, please tell me, please. Tell me that you're out there searching for me." And this is called "To My Friend Hatter." Once out walking, I was talking to my neighbor's cat. I said, "Hello, you cute fellow. Where did you get that hat?" With that, he winked, which made me think that it was not his own. Then he ran off with just a scoff. "I got it on a loan." He ran up high into the sky atop a large ladder, then disappeared from ear to ear, and sitting there was Hatter. He is just a boy with many toys and always his hat, but today he had to say it was stolen by a cat. He then climbed down onto the ground and shook my hand quite strong. He said to me, "Why, can't you see there's something going wrong? I'm late to date, but seldom wait for someone to behold. Without my hat, just like that, it shows I'm growing old. Come on, Hatter, it doesn't matter. Let's go on and play. We'll find that cat who stole your hat and get it back today." So we went with 50 Cent to buy a piece of cake that I hear will cure your fears and keep you wide awake. Then the queen that had seen Hatter getting fed yelled a bit, then in a fit screamed, "Off with his head. No, you can't, you won't, you shan't behead my Hatter dear. He's just a boy who wants some joy. I'll fight you without fear." The cake we ate was working late, and bravest one was I. I took the queen and made her sing, then poked her in the eye. Then off she went, and so a gent, one half of one another, Tweedledum had finally come looking for his brother. "Have you seen both in between a cat with hat adorned?" "Yes, that's right. He maybe might have crossed our paths this morn." I then saw Alice in the palace. She was looking very grand. "Do you know where cats go here in Wonderland? Just follow me and you'll see we'll catch that thieving cat. And then I'll dare if you care to snatch your lovely hat." And so she did, and handed him his hat that he loved so. And when he took a look, he had begun to grow. Through all the fights, it turned out right, and then he took me by my hand. And with a wink, he kissed my cheek, then turned into a man. The moral is, oh, Hatter dear, don't you fear, the story's at an end, because even though I have to go, I'll always be your friend. End poem.
Wow, Linda, that's epic rhyme all the way through. I like the story. I like how you made the art and all the scenes in it come true. I got a kick out of the fact that the cat stole his hat. Goodness, then the queen that had seen Hatter getting fed yelled a bit, and then had a fit, screamed off with his head. I like how you pulled, different things, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Just follow me and you'll see we'll catch that thieving cat, and then I'll dare, if you care, to snatch your lovely hat. I like how you played on the hat. You have this storytelling, rhyme pattern, sense of fun that's always entertaining. And as often as Sweet has said, "I'd read that to my grandchild," it's got this vibe that can entertain a child, it can entertain adults, and especially the hat, because the two of you are cadence rhymers, and you always, always, always bring it. I'm such a fan. Wow.
Thanks, Deb. That means a lot.
Aw, my pleasure.
This is the best, Linda. This. It's Wonderland with Dr. Seuss all over it. And it's not easy to do. It just flowed, the whole thing. And I am impressed. This is went on two lists profile. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Aww. And let me see. I'm going to read next. So, Wayne, would you comment for Linda?
Yes, this is an excellent poem with wonderful storyline. That's why I call Jay Hatter the Hat Man. It's perfect rhyme, another nursery rhyme. It is perfect, and but leave the hat and the cat alone. And this is magical, and you did a good job writing it, and I loved it a lot. Great job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Fabulous.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
that. One other thing. I was wondering how my roommate's going to like it. He's just a boy who wants some joy.
Yeah, I was very careful not to hone in on that part, but I bet you'll read it to her later. Oh, my goodness. Really awesome. Okay. Let me check. Before I read, let me check real quick on I think she's gone. Okay. I was going to check on Eve. I feel bad because I love when new people call, but that robotic noise is horrible.
Well, be sure to write her something telling that.
Yeah,
you know,
I looked in the group. I didn't find anything that just said Eve, and she said just Eve. So I'll have to see what I can do to investigate.
I'm wondering if she's from Twitter or something, one of the other sites that we.
Well, you know what? I invited an Eve to the show, but she didn't show up. But she messaged me back about it, but she never showed up. So maybe that's her.
Oh, yeah, I bet it is. She referred to my killing walk, the extinction poem. I don't know if that relates to one of your shows or how she got it.
I was going to say maybe it was she heard it on the open, I don't know, but maybe after the show, Linda, you could reach out to her and see if she's the right Eve and then put me in contact with her if it is, because I don't know her at all. And like I said, I feel really bad to just stick her on hold, but that noise was terrible. Every sound that was made was echoing in my ear.
Wonder if she's on a landline.
There's the four of us are on here at the moment, so let's belt these out. If you click on mine, I wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I incorporated 5 into my poem, so they'll be obvious by the quotes. And it's called. Did you see it, Hatter?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, it's called Breaking Nightmares with the Knock on the Door. Here we go. The garnet moon marks the black onyx skies. Then the bloody glow ignites and shines a flame, and the ashes are running down a rainstorm drain. Nothing ever remains the same. Tangerine and lemonade tint the sunrise view till lightning fries all the shades of blue. Thunder vibrations hit, then birdsong skew into squeals and screeches, replacing the coo. Rain shrouds invade the clear cornflower sky, and sun rays dim and the shadowed lines bend. Now the day fades to a place I've never been. Drawn to the dawn makes it easy to pretend. But day is now night, and the night cannot end. Nightmares are bursting from brain lobe seams, leaving me stuck in time beyond the dreams. I hear the voices turn to screams, now black hues weld pastel rainbow beams. Hurricane winds are rotating in foggy air, ripping cedar and balsam trees, tossing debris as it's living in the shadows. Behind your lying eyes, the dark blankets me, crushing colors as sadness fills the eyes that see the killing walk of humanity. Knocking breaks sleep, and I jump up from bed with my pulse racing from 10 toes to head. The citrus sun is not fried, and the moon is not red. End poem.
Wow.
Pretty
beautiful.
Pretty wicked collab, huh, Hatter?
Unmuted. Yeah, I was talking away. I like the way put the lines in there. I was looking forward when you described what you had done. Because I said to myself, I bet I could pick out my lines as you read them. But you have them quoted. It was easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want, if you don't put them in quotes, you're plagiarizing, technically.
Well, only if I'm offended by it. I don't care.
Well, no, I know. But with my luck, somebody would say something, since we have caught plagiarists before, so I just wanted to make sure that it was well known that it was J. Hatter words mixed in there, you know?
Yeah, it was very good. Linda, what did you think? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know who's next.
I thought it was amazing. And how you incorporated five of them in there is just an amazing feat. What you speak of here in this story is you've got such a dark side, but on the soft end of dark, you know. I don't even know which part I like the best. Graying shrouds invade the clear cornflower sky as sun rays dim and the shadowed lines bend. Now the day fades to a place I've never been. Drawn to the dawn makes easy to pretend. But day is now night and the night cannot end. That's a beautiful quote, Hatter. And Deb, you wove that into this verse very nicely. I don't know what more I can say. But the imagery was brilliant, and it's just so well written, Deb. It's amazing. Thank you for sharing this.
Thank you for the awesome comment.
You're very welcome.
And Wayne, you're the next reader, if you wanted to comment before you read.
Okay, yeah. This is I use the same quote I think everybody else used too, but it kind of drove me crazy. So this is a poem about me going crazy when the rain comes. So I hope you enjoy it.
In time beyond the dreams, I hear the voices turn to screams. Jeez, who wrote that? You ever did that? Go back and read, have certain lines instead of the whole poem, certain lines pulled out, and you, like this, it's like, I can't believe who wrote it. I wrote it.
I've been there.
I don't know. This is really good how you incorporated it, Deb. I really like it.
Collaborations with you and AP, I find that I can have a good time spinning a story from combining other quotes. So, and you know me, I always have such a hard time trying to pick just one. So I just decided to see which ones I could best combine to make a story from, you know. So anyway, if you guys click on Wayne's poem, I can push his sound clip. Tell me when you see it, Hatter.
Okay. Big. I need to refresh.
Okay, me too.
Arrange it, got it. Reality washes away.
Okay, and Linda, did you find it all?
No, not yet. Hang on one second. Let me get back. We're doing Wayne's?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here comes the recording by Mr. Wayne Gent.
This is called Reality Washes Away. When the clouds turn dark and gray, the meaning of life fades away. It's not the wind that I fear, it's wondering how I got here. And with the sound of the storm's thunder, watch reality slowly go under. And when the storm is not norm, everything I see changes form. As lightning strikes the ocean, it's easy to get lost in the commotion. I watch the rain fall from the sky. All I see is blurry from my eye. And when the waves crash upon the shore, it's hard to know what's real anymore. And now that all has gotten wet, my mind is confused as it can get. I look out the window and the world is hazy. Can it be that I've gone crazy? And running down the rainstorm drain, nothing ever remains the same. I watch the bad weather leave. I can't remember what to believe. Ian?
A second before I comment, and let's say hello to Sweet Pea. Hey, Sweet, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hi.
Hi, Sweet.
Hi, everybody. Hello, hello.
And off topic for just a quick second, Sweet, we were talking about how proud we are of you when Hatter and AP and I did the show Saturday. Oh, excitement over your interview, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you very much.
And
it's a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad. It's so, so cool. And I just completely lost my train of thought because I was going to say something else. And I did give Hatter and AP the art that you supplied, and they will have that collab for Saturday night. So you have that to look forward to, too.
Now back to Wayne.
You know, normally the sound in your voice is calm and soothing, and it's in contrast to your poem. But tonight you had, I can't put my finger on it, whether it was a sadness or an ache in your voice as you read. And then there was also sort of a somberness to the music that you chose as well, which all plays quite well with the thought of a storm, you know, and how you chose the running down the rainstorm drain. So even your voice brought life to the prompts this time, which is really, really cool. And as lightning strikes the ocean, it is easy to get lost in the commotion. Great rhyme. And the last stanza there, after I watch the bad weather leave, I can't remember what to believe. Like I said, there was such a sadness or ache or something that I was left. It was like hovering over when you were done. You become so amazing at combining all the different prompts to set an atmosphere. So, excellent piece.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a depressive poem when you're depressed.
Huh?
It's kind of a poem about depression, kind of like you get confused and depressed.
Depression, okay. That fits with the tone in your voice. Well, you portrayed it perfectly, because like I said, I couldn't exactly put my finger on it at first, but I could absolutely feel it there. And before I let Hatter comment, we got 1111111, which could be raconteur. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey,
hey,
how are you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Is that Linda? Hi, Linda.
Yep. How you doing?
I'm alive.
Right on.
Happy to hear that for sure. I'm just getting some comments from Mr. Gent. So, Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, you know, I think despair is the word. You could just feel it in his voice. I don't know if I should be concerned. Is that what you feel when you read my stuff? Saddened? Sorry.
No, that's good.
to get a little more light. Now, this is very good, Wayne. I like your recordings. They slow down a little bit, and we can, you know, absorb the words. Cool.
Thank you, Evan.
Awesome comment. And Linda, will you comment too, please?
Sure. Yeah, you guys are right. There was a sound of something in his voice. Loss, despair was a good one. But, yeah, this isn't like a usual poem from you, Wayne. You usually have some funny stuff in there, even though it's like a serious poem. You always throw something in there that's funny. And this was like, wow, you know, the reality strikes. And I love the, I look out the window, the world is hazy. Can it be that I've gone crazy? That's a excellent line where it's put, you know, you sum it all up that, you know, maybe this is happening to me and this is what it's like. But you did an excellent job with the imagery, and your writing form is just excellent. So thank you for bringing it and sharing it with us.
Well, thank you. I didn't mean to get everybody depressed at my point, but it's kind of a depressed point, but yeah, I'm glad you liked
it. No, it takes skill to do that. Don't be sorry. It's where the prompts led your muse, and if you tried to fight it, your poems wouldn't come out anywhere near as well as they do when you just go with it. And that's where it took you, and we all felt it. So that's big time.
Well, thanks for coming, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, let's see. I put Pee-wee's link up, and he has also provided us with a SoundCloud. I'm looking here. Real quick, let me see if he put the quote in. The dark fades to a place I have never been, drawn to the dawn, makes easy to pretend. So if you click on that and have her tell me when you're there, I will push play.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Linda, you in?
Yep, I got it.
Here we go.
By light of a Cheshire moon.
Wonderland, a light of the Cheshire moon.
Wow. I feel the need to say stay in school, kids. Stole it from you, Hatter. I love that title, By the Light of a Cheshire Moon. And if you look in the photo, which is where he's pulling it from, it could be a Cheshire Moon up there. So it's a great, great title. And I like the images, such as floating fungi down alongside the stream. Bring along a friend when you just descend into my land, riding a moonbeam. And what was the other one that struck? White rabbit doesn't know where to go, eating mushrooms. He just looms before a door, his hat goes to the show. I think that the images that are in the stanzas bring all the artwork to life. And, of course, the quote as well. And where's that? Hatter lies in kaleidoscopic skies, queen in red really wants ahead to the stream with me, let us say goodbye. I just think that it turned around and it gave us a story, a continuation of the activities going on in the art, and it also brought the life, Hatter's quote, like the day fades to a place I've never been. And like, yeah, if you look at some of the stuff going on in that scene, not too many of us have been there, unless, of course, we were into those shrooms at the end there. So, I mean, I thought it came out really cool. The combination of the background and the read and the quotes gave us a fun time with the story. So very cool share, Pee-wee. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Hatter, what do you think of the trip?
Yeah, that was a trip. I like the way it ended. Caterpillar turned butterfly in June. Take some LSD with me and you'll see Wonderland by the Light of the Cheshire Moon. It draws the question of who listening right now has ever played Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd to The Wizard of Oz. Raise your hand.
I'm with you.
Nobody? You got to do it. You play The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. You start at the same time the movie starts. You go rent The Wizard of Oz and play it.
Oh, right.
It does. I've heard it.
My brother did that once.
Yeah. It's a trip. So you
Way
binding
cool.
me up.
What you think, Bakensor?
Yeah, I mean, there were parts of it that were a little hard for me to hear, but for the most part, he really took the Alice in Wonderland theme and wove it into everything, adding to Hatter's quote and made a story of his own. I thought he did an excellent job, you know, keeping to the idea of, you know, Hatter's persona. Very, very, very Hatter in Wonderland-esque. You know, I was saying when you listen to Hatter and everything, and the time that I've gotten to know him and whatnot, there's certain things that you can't help, at least for me, to associate. You know, and you know, Wonderland is kind of like, oh, he owns it. You mentioned the White Rabbit, it's like, oh, Hatter. You know, can't help but think about him. You can't help. You know, all of it.
Excellent, Joe.
Thanks, Rack.
Awesome comment. Thank you so much. And I am going to grab the link for the next poem. I hope Sweet put herself on hold, not me. Let me double check. Sweet, did you mute you?
No. I must call her back in.
Oh, okay, because I just saw it muted. Okay, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have let you sit there that long. Welcome back.
That's okay. I've been listening. I'm sorry. I'm listening. I had a few things to say, but nobody heard me. That's okay.
Well, say what you want to say, because I thought you were maybe...
I told Hatter not to forget the mushrooms between starting the album and starting the movie. You have to eat the mushrooms. None of it makes sense.
We forgot the mushroom psychedelic
pee.
Thanks.
I'm just saying.
Way cool.
You know about mushrooms.
Now, do you have your link, my sweet, or should I go ahead and play the next video, audio?
It's on the board.
I went looking. I can't. I guess I'm, let me go back and look again.
My picture.
Aha, that will be why. Okay, then I'm going to grab yours, and I'll do the sound clip after that. Because
that was all quiet,
silly me, it looked to me like you got muted, so I thought maybe you muted yourself so that you could put some finishing touches on your poem, because I didn't see it, but I didn't go up and look to where your poem or your picture was. So tell us the quote and show us what you got.
Yeah, well, I'm going to comment on Pee-wee. First off, I think the core to all of what Pee-wee does, his sound effects and his audios and all of that, is I really want to point out his talent for writing, his rhyme, his cadence, his incredible language, and his storyline. A lot of people can use the audio and all that and kind of cover up a lot of that lack of talent, where I think he has the whole package. And I really enjoy his writing. I really truly do. It's got that little bit of terror in it, too. So I really wanted to let him know how much I appreciate that part of it, too. That he's got that solid core of a really good writer and all of that, too. Now off to my happiness. Thank you. I wrote to the quote, Alice, sweet Alice, tell me, please, tell me that you're out there searching for me. And this is time flies by and by. Come to me in the magnolia scene to the flood of eyes and rain, when the river is flush with romance and lightning bugs set the stage, for holding hands on birthday cakes and riddles from the maddest man. As time flies by and by, I'll wait for him until the cow sings the moon and the spoon returns, sitting in the purple grass that converts my dreams with worms, for he's blind to me till a yellow brick root which is burned. As time flies by and by, days are long and nights are short when shadows chase you down. I do not feel my heart beat or hear my thoughts scream out loud. Look into the mirror, and in your eyes I'll be found. As time flies by and by, on my maddest of hatters, your Alice always here, as our time ever says goodbye. And home.
Aww. There's a nice touch to the as time flies by and by. Repeat of it sort of pulls us down the page as you read, and I think it's the second stanza, I'll wait for him until the cows sing to the moon when the spoon returns, sitting in the purple grass I converse my dreams with worms, for he is blind to me until yellow brick road which is burned. I thought that was kind of clever, especially with his yellow brick road trip coming up soon. And of course, the sweet, endearing ending there, for my maddest of hatters, your Alice is always here. And I mean, I could feel my heart melting and like, oh, so I think that this came out really awesome. And not that I didn't know because I saw the photo, but when I was putting them on the board, I could have picked which quote I thought you would write to have your Alice collection, and you always nail it when you write for your Wonderland collection there. Great share and awesome read and Hatter.
Thank you.
Yeah, sweet, this is so good. Touching. So you said Alice is out there looking for him, huh?
ever left you.
I knew I was going to get lost. I don't know what to say. You got me.
Good. And my work there is done.
Now, you know she fully intended on melting your heart when she wrote that poem, and she succeeded quite perfectly. Wayne, what did you think?
Well, that's like the cow in the moon and the yellow brick road and the spoon that turns to purple grass. And there's a little bit of the classics in this poem. As time flies by and by, it's a wonderful little way to end each stanza. It's a wonderful write, a great read, and I enjoyed it all the way through. Great job, Sweet Pea.
Thank you, darling.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah, Sweet. You always have a way of bringing in the sweetness in a poem. And this was just a lovely tribute to Hatter. And I think you played well to the prompt itself and the quote as well. Together they brought out an inspiring piece. I think it's lovely. So thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
And before we do the Tires recording, Rock and Tour, you want to comment for Sweet?
You know, how can you not fall in love with her every time she does something like that?
Right.
It's just gorgeous, Sweet.
Thank you guys very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Fantastical. And if everyone clicks on the recording by Titus, or the link by Titus, I will push the recording. And my Sweet, I'm about to put a photo in your box that just screams Sweet in a Sweet kind of way. Anyway, click on Titus, please. Hatter, tell me when you see it.
I got it.
Okay, let me find the link. Tony. Okay, here we go.
A mantle to behold. Before the mantle there stood my life's dreams. A look at what I saw of myself. Others it seems saw differently. A chalice beforehand, as will I resist the temptation thinking about fairy tales, their ale sobriety of a kind I cannot imagine. How see-through was I? A recitation as to why a suspended animation with those tiny details which often go unnoticed saw so little passion. Living in the shadows, often I preferred to blend into a backcloth, if not as a dormouse, the foreground has shown merely the shrew. I cannot claim the real me, if not to rehouse a weird but wonderful wise owl. So choosing one's rightful place, albeit in front or behind, depends if it's meant, albeit winning or losing, the woman of my dreams shall be assigned. Society, so choosing to see what is, to believe why wisdom, cannot I be tied to wise words? The adversity part prevents one, do not leave your blessed roots behind, and like some birds, take your officiousness elsewhere, as the fellow whose distribution is to serve wise a slumber, time will drag on otherwise, as did Cinderella. For yourself a stage, a time, a yearly number, to associate the past with what sounds cruel. Behind the scenes, those lying eyes of a hatter, a belligerent who persuades madness to rule. A grinning cat would have him sat, no matter whatever shall change him. As to who I am, to exceed years in passing, 100 more. A man of means who enchants, yet still a clam, tight-lipped, the last few years of Keats he saw.
Wow. Before the mantle there stood my life's dreams. I look at what I saw of myself. Others, it seems, saw differently. A chalice beforehand, as will I, resisted temptation, thinking about fairy tales. I love the intro there, the beginning, and the fairy tales, of course, you know, like leading us for Wonderland, for the Alice story, the wise old owl. I like that, too. He put a quote in the beginning himself as well. As a wise owl, I shall anchor to wisdom to own it. I really love that. And that, where was that? Second to the last stanza. It says, your blessed roots behind, unlike some birds, take your off-conscious elsewhere as a fella, whose distribution to serve wise a slumber. Time will drag on otherwise, as did Cinderella. I like the comparison there with the time, because, of course, with Cinderella, we had that midnight deadline, and on Hatter, you can picture, or on Wonderland, you can picture the pocket watch and the, you know, you're late. It just, and then I think it was like a great nod, adding that Cinderella thing there, and the eloquent wording. I'm back to that first stanza, because I really love the way it started out. Before the mantle there stood my life's dreams. I look at what I saw of myself, others it seems, and sometimes a look at what I saw of myself is I'm losing my wording here. Like, sometimes we think about ourselves and we forget about, like, the dreams and stuff. We are all very super critical of ourselves. And you don't realize that other people see us so much as so much more brilliant than we see ourselves. And I often wonder if Tony even realizes how much we are all blown away by writing and his pronunciations and his presentations in his SoundCloud. And while I'm in the middle of commenting, I also would like to say that, as far as I know, today was the first day of the new job that he started, and I hope everything went exactly as he wanted to, and I know he'll exceed their expectations. And although I'm thrilled for him that he's got this big new job and the next chapter in his life adventure, we'll miss him a lot. And I hope he stops and says hey once in a while. Great share. Thank you, Titus. Hatter, what you think?
Okay, on the bottom, he's listed 4, 6, 7. Are those my lines? He went and found other lines?
I'm not sure.
Okay, they're giving quotes. But I wonder if maybe they're from I think they're mine. He went and found other lines. And then he has, in reply to your ask. So I must have asked. Question. It was such a good piece written. I'm blown away. But then I'm trying to figure out the bottom there. Oh, I see. Okay. Because because. Talks about him. Okay. Explain to me again. He started a new job. He won't be around as much. Is that what it is?
A big giant 3-year job. Yeah.
Wow. Probably building a ship somewhere. Very good, Titus.
Like,
thank you so much.
I don't know exactly what he's doing, except that if I'm not mistaken, it's a multi-million dollar establishment that he will, for lack of a better word, revamp. I've seen pictures of before and after of things he's done, and he goes into the dress and makes it wonderful again. So I think it's some type of mega remodel or revamp, but I'm not totally sure. I just know that, again, it's a multi-million dollar establishment that he's working on, and he's running the whole thing. So he's very excited.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm very excited as well.
Good luck. And thanks for inviting us.
And let me get a comment from Linda.
Yeah, this is typical Titus. I mean, beautiful and eloquent. And yeah, I like this first part too. Before the mantle, there stood my life's dreams. It just opens it up into this enchanting realm of like enchantment. And that's what I like about this poem, is it's very fairy-like. He's got resisted temptations, thinking about fairy tales, their ale, sobriety of a kind. I cannot imagine how see-through was I, a recitation as to why, a suspended animation with those tiny details which often go unnoticed, saw so little passion. I mean, there's nobody that can write like this. He's just amazing. And as far as the prompts, the quotes, and the picture prompt, he just did such an amazing job of with the imagery and the thought of it. Was beautiful. So thank you, Titus, one more time for sending such a beautiful piece over. I really loved it.
Are you muted, Deb?
Oh, yeah, I just talked to the mute button and then unmuted myself. What a dummy. Great comment, Linda. Can I get one more comment from Sweet, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is, wonderful work by Titus. I think it's very detailed to Hatter. Titus is really done his homework on Hatter, and there are so many clear-cut, crystal kind of lines that are made for Hatter that I found it pretty spectacular. Hatter is such, like Rack was saying earlier, the lovely rabbit, white rabbit, or the Mad Hatter, as I like to call him. When you think of that, you think of Hatter, and I think Titus did such a good job of that. I'm looking for my one line. So it's society so choosing to see what it is to believe. Why wisdom can I not be tied to wise words? Your adversary part prevents one to not leave your blessed roots behind, unlike some bird. And I think that whole stands in there. For yourself, a stage, a time, a year, a number. I thought this kind of describes Hatter in a way where he's very wise, and yet he doesn't see himself that way. And Titus is kind of saying, hey, don't be like that, because you're there, and, time will drag on. Otherwise, it's irrelevant. Yourself a stage of time. I like that. I don't know why, but it just hit me as, hold on. Bless your roots. Be there. You're good. That's my favorite stanza.
Fabulous comment. And let's say hello to AP Taylor. Hey, AP, welcome to the show.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Hey,
Hi there. I'm very, very well. I was caught up in an unexpected medical discussion, Deb. So it is all good. There's no bad things about it, but I wasn't expecting to have it. And I was there. So, you know, I was on the video conference for about an hour. So there you go.
Well, when you weren't here, I was a little concerned, so I'm glad that it was something that you, well, I'm glad it was what you just mentioned, and by the sound of your voice, that the news went well, so that's a good thing.
It all went well, so that's all good news. So I have a poem for Hatter. Yeah?
Awesome.
And it is it's got a little pussycat sitting on a stack of books. It's called Again a Home, and it's from the perspective of the pussycat. Why not? And it goes a little... You carried me to this place. Let me try and make it again a home. Me all homesick for the charms of old. Walk gently on books stacked as Rome. Upon wires I see birds few, the clouds distant, not even their cage. Edge of my world, dirty window panes, and these stacks close to their page. Now I make do with my rations, it's whatever you can spare, I know. Such a difference from years once by, a shadow before given the heave-ho, tragedy of Greece below my feet. You know the storyline far too well. Could have been you, you canine mutt, have here to endure this dusty hell. Screamed these words below my paws to rid myself of memory's beat. Save me from worn gold leaf pages, my sense a group of acts incomplete. Life has become a dusty platter, but certain things I don't need to divine. You departed our stage long ago, the sight of our footsteps no longer pine. To this room where mice fear to tread, let me welcome the weary sun after rain. Me, I'll be watching for the rays. Be jumping by thoughts. I can't attain. End poem.
Way cool. And did you want to point out the other amazing part of the poem?
Well, it's written to one of the quotes, which is, you let me walk upon the edge, and now it's such a tragedy. You could have screamed to save my life, but you decided to let me be. And that quote runs down the poem as an acrostic step.
Awesome. And it's like one of the two longest quotes. And I can't believe that you turned it into an acrostic, and it's not. I mean, the acrostic part and the poem tie in together perfectly. And I'm going to not say what I had said earlier because I want to see what Hatter says. But I think that you did a brilliant job with it. You always do, but like I said, to turn around and do it as an acrostic. It is pretty mind-blowing. So, fabulous share. Hatter, what do you see there? Unmute, Hatter.
Well, that's why you guys can't hear me. Okay. Can't hear me. I was trying to get my screen to go larger, and I accidentally logged myself out. So I'm getting back there now. Hold on. I can't get it. Hold on. Gosh darn it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me get a quote from Linda while you reload.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, AP, this is just really cool. You wrote to this picture prompt so well. And, you know, I never knew what an acrostic poem was until now. But now I see it. And that's amazing how you did that. I'm very impressed. But your imagery in this is just so the prompt. You don't leave out any room for imagination. You tell it all right there. And I like that. You know, I can see everything in the words. But the way you did that acrostic thing is so cool. So thank you for teaching me something new. And I loved your poem. It's very sweet.
Pleasure, Linda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And, you know, normally, Linda, an acrostic is only one letter at the beginning. And then that letter is spelled, like, just say you take one word and the first letter of it. Well, this is a word all the way down that makes another. You know what I mean? So
okay,
I like this way better.
Pretty cool, right? What are you missing, Hatter?
My phone won't pick it up. Hold on. Let me change.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay, I think I know what it is. I can't see anything that he goes there.
It's AP. You got to turn it upside down.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and comment, okay. Raconteur, while he's turning it upside down.
You know, I can make a joke about, you know, AP looking good when he gets a little form full. You know, he's really great at applying what, you know, some of us tend to, I want to say gloss over. You know, you read about poems and I managed to eke out A-B-A-B or free verse, but he actually does it and does it, you know, extensively well and, you know, exceedingly well. And he's got a great ability to apply, you know, and make it look effortless. So well done, AP.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay, I'm not seeing it.
Awesome comment. You're not finding the poem at all, Hatter?
No, I see the poem. I don't see the pattern, or what did you say it was?
It's an acrostic. If you look at the first word of every one of AP's lines, it's your quote from the left all the way down, one word at a time. I'll just tell you the one. You let me walk.
You let me walk upon the edge, and now it's such a shadow, tragedy. You could have screamed to save me, save my life, but you decided to let me be. I didn't know you could do it with the word. You know, trying to defeat the first letter. That was cool, AP. And that's an acrostic, you said?
It's an acrostic, yes.
Acrostic?
Yeah, an acrostic. Yeah.
Now, does that, if you just use the first letter, is it also this acrostic?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a different form of acrostic. So I started the structure of the poem, Hatter, with the 28 words down the page in seven light word stanzas, and I just filled it in. It's as easy as that.
Wow. Could you use two words of each line? I mean, does it go that far? Or you just...
I just went with one. Yeah.
No matter how many words you use, it's always starting with the first letter. So whether it's the first word, first letter, the first two words, You should have really messed with everyone, AP, and did like when you do the left side and the right side.
That would have been fun, actually.
What's it called?
if you're being really clever, you could have gone one way up and the other and had them meet in the middle or something like that. But you know, I was just only being.
Okay.
Oh,
don't laugh. He can do it.
Yeah,
he can do it between palms too.
You're right.
I've seen him.
It wouldn't rhyme. That'll worry me. It wouldn't rhyme. But apart from that, yeah.
My brain just exploded.
Maybe I could make it rhyme.
So, no, we wouldn't make it rhyme. But anyway, but apart from that, you know, it's just a thing, Hatter. I quite like the perspective of the cat. I thought that was something in that.
Yeah, I don't mind the acrostic. It's that evil reading backwards crap.
Yeah, no, there's no reading palindromes. There's no reading backwards in it. It's just you know. Yeah, so none of that. Yeah.
No
evil this time.
You guys.
And my sweet.
Yeah.
Did you want to comment before we do Phil?
Do I want to comment on AT? Oh.
Man.
All right. You're amazing. Run the world in your special way, and we would all be better for it. Bravo. Brilliant, right. Creative, meaningful, full of heart, and visually beautiful to me.
Thank you.
Oh. Awesome comment. And AP, I was telling Sweet when she got here how we fussed over her on show Saturday. Just saying.
We did.
Yeah.
You should go listen to the recording. We were fussing.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm just glad that you weren't fussing over the picture that I accidentally sent there.
No. Over the fact that you were, you know, being interviewed by this prestigious mag and that you were going to have, you know, an article in it and that, you know, you were organized all of the people and it was really funky.
It was really fun. It was literally a red carpet event and I've never been to one and it was champagne and chocolates and I had a really great time and I it was
perfect.
Excellent.
We're so proud of her. But, you know, what she just mentioned, I hadn't told anyone, my sweet, but I have to tell you. I had not told a single soul, but I do say after. Well, my first impression was to laugh my ass off and think, I bet you she was glad that she accidentally sent that to Deb and not Hatter or AP.
Oh, my God. They would have thought, like, what the hell is wrong with her? But, yeah, that was pretty damn funny.
See, she could have accidentally sent it to me.
Would you get new parts?
Well, she got herself a new item and snapped a picture and sent it, and whether she wants to share what that item is or not,
it was a lovely black lace bra that I wore under the dress that I wore, but I was sending it to my friend Deb or my friend Beth, and I said send to Beth, and my phone said send to Deb, and I just couldn't imagine Deb just randomly getting a picture of me in my bra and going, well, aren't we closer now?
Like I said, after I got beat by the sexy heat that came with the see-through lace bra, I was like, boy, I'm glad. Bet you she's glad it went to Deb and not somebody else on board.
But it was hilarious. I was like, oh, my God. You did send me your chap. You did send me chaps, but I sent you boots.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, so it was an interesting
was awesome.
Day.
I wanted to make it there.
But by the way, I love it, sweet. It's a great bra. And it looks comfy as well as set.
It was really good. Went well with the dress. But anyway, I digress.
We don't get to see?
No.
No.
I don't know.
I would have never brought it up.
You
well, that,
but
you did, my dear.
You'll get
so.
A knock.
That's called imagery.
Yeah, imagination's a great thing.
That's
yeah.
the way, Adam.
So, yeah, well, show
don't tell. Show don't tell.
Yeah, my lips would have stayed still if Sweet had not brought it up. So anyway.
That's funny.
Sometimes the
well, actually,
things
I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. So have a great night.
Okay,
it was great listening to everybody. Hatter, I love your
thank
coach.
You.
All right. Good night, all.
Congratulations night. Again, sweet. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I have the link on the board for Phil the Poet. I think I do. Yes, I do. So, Hatter, tell me when you see it.
I got it. Tell me.
Okay. Yep. And let me see. Does he have the quote there? It's probably on my topic board. Let me just go there real quick and tell you in case he did put it there. And I will fill. He's way down here. He did not put it. Okay. I'll add the photo that he wrote to while we listen. So here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Honey Dust. I apply the honey dust with a peacock's feather. Tingles her caffeinated skin on a bed of leather. She buzzes with pleasure and crimples with sheets. After tonight's performance, she'll be happy for weeks. In her room of honeycomb yellow, our light satisfied. She groans in her sleep, knowing she is pacified. Slowly I nibble on her smooth skin of pure delight. A taste of velvet to remind me of a pleasurable night. Now she cannot wait for the ritual to begin again. A peacock feather, honey dust, plus a rusted chain. A little spice to make it more sweeter, she teases. I just smile right back and let her do what she pleases. End poem.
Well, my, oh my. We have some sensual teases going on here. Very tastefully sensual. And excuse me, the art, if you look on the chat wall, she's there with a sort of a look over her shoulder kind of grin on her face, and she's a bee, a queen bee standing by a honeycomb. So I like how this art spoke to him. I'm racking my brain, but I do believe that is the first time I heard a sensual piece by Phil the Poet, and I think he did a fantastic job. The rhyme is cool, the sensuality is very classy, and I think that he completely brought that really pretty art to life. Fantastic share, Phil. Thank you so much. What you think, Hatter?
Yeah, I was surprised at the ending too. It's very good. Quotes. I'm trying to think what quote. She must have got in my adult file. I think it could fit a couple. Yeah, this is a bit of just brevity, too. I mean, taste of velvet to remind me of a person. You know, the way he reads, it just flows every time. Hello?
We're here.
Awesome comment. AP, what you think?
I agree with you, Deb. I've ever heard an adult piece from Phil, and to be honest, you've got to, as a writer, you've got to feel supported, and you've got to feel that, you know, people have got your back if you want to write that sort of piece. And I'm really grateful that Phil feels that level of support, that he's able to go and write something like he did, and it was a really good write, and I encourage him to do more.
I agree. Great comment. And raconteur?
It was Sweet Pea's bra that made him feel supported. I thought that was kind of amazing. I like the way Phil writes, and I won't say it was out of left field, because, you know, he gives that impression that he could write pretty much anything, but, you know, he very, very, like you said, very tastefully done. The peacock feather and the whole picture that he painted with that was absolutely sensual and gorgeous. He did a fantastic job expressing that.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah, how surprising from Phil. This was, like, really cool. I liked how he kept it just this side of, you know, on the classy side. And it's very sensual, and it's inspiring. He did a good job. And that picture prompt that he wrote to, he took that someplace. So thank you, Phil, for sharing. Very well done.
Awesome comment, everybody. And let's see here. I am going to grab, I think I have a recording by Jenny, so let me grab that. And then I believe I need readers, so let me grab Jenny's. And on my way with it right now, where did the voices go? There it is. Okay. So, Hatter, tell me when you see Jenny's. Ready?
Hold on. I got it.
All right. Then let me see if she's got the quote written there. And stuck in time, beyond the dream, I hear the voices turn to screams. And here we go.
Don't look back or remember me while you wander deeply in the rainforest. Beyond the topaz, tanzanite, twinkling water, settling in the honeysuckle valley. So I won't know that you were gone, words that echo as I migrate alone. Feeling loneliness, lingering insanity is running down a rainstorm drain in the darkened corners of my mind. Now nothing ever is to remain the same, not for this lone wolf. Once unlikely friend, now I find one in the same succulent field of honeysuckles, my copper cunning wolf eyes intrigued at what I see. Hypnotic onyx peach and auburn wings spread elegantly on a honeysuckle beauty. In a trance, hypnotized happily in awe, stuck in time beyond the dreams, I hear the voices turn to screams, a strangely satisfying sensation. Flutter, 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 flutter. A faint noise from beneath me I hear. Alas, a butterfly whispers in my ear. Listen to me. I am a messenger sent from your ancestors. Through me, they deliver this message. Anchor to my wisdom, reciting these words. Death is a memory that has no cure. Get off this path of destruction while you still can. Told to live my dreams, not to let love die, I set out on a fresh path unmarked, finding a reason to live a new life, I embarked. Imprinted, fulfilled, this wolf spirit lays tonight, as the butterfly spreads her wings, making her way through trees, delivering sentimental messages from deceased loved ones to the living, guiding them with words worthy of giving.
Great read. Hatter, did you notice that she took your advice and she pauses for a few seconds before she reads? Anyway, I love the title, A Butterfly's Message. Yeah, A Butterfly's Message. And this, the second stanza there, feeling loneliness, lingering insanity is running down a rainstorm drain in the darkened corners of my mind. Now nothing ever is to remain the same, not for this lone wolf. I like how she threaded the pieces from the quotes there. Yeah. And further down, in a trance, hypnotized, happily in awe, stuck in time beyond the dreams, I hear the voices turn to screams, a strangely satisfying sensation. I really, really liked that stanza. And then also the second to the last one, told to live my dreams, not to let love die. I set out on a fresh path unmarked, finding a reason to live a new life. I embarked. I like the hope that comes out of that one. We went from the screams up further down towards the hope of that new life there. So I thought that she put a lot into this one. And again, I say I thought it was cool how she put pieces from the quotes and threaded them in. I can't ask her, but I have to wonder if she has as much fun threading in those pieces as I do, like when I do the collabs for you guys or when I made the poem that I read for you tonight. I think she did a fantastic job. Oh, and Jenny, I see that you are in the battle for the queen of the hive this year. Good to see you there, and good luck. Hatter, what you think of the poem?
Oh, I liked it. I think it's the first time the butterfly was ever the messenger, you know, usually a bird or a bat. But to have a butterfly whisper in your ear. I miss Bella. I like
it.
I like the way she split my lines up and added to it. Almost made them better. I'm very good, Jen. Thank you.
Oh, what a nice thing to say, Hatter. Great comment. And Linda, what did you think?
This is nice, Jenny. She's, you know, becoming a fantastic poet. This is a feeling piece, you know, it has a lot of heart and soul in it. And yeah, nobody ever suspects the butterfly, so who, go figure, that would be the part that's going to save us, you know, in the end. We might get a message from a butterfly. And I like the way she wrote this poem. The imagery in it was awesome. It just screams rainforest and the little animals that flitter about, and so yeah, the imagery in here was really nice. And I like this last verse, imprinted, fulfilled, this wolf spirit lays tonight as the butterfly spreads her wings, making her way through trees, delivering sentimental messages from deceased loved ones to the living, guiding them with words worthy of giving. That is just so powerful and well said. So thank you, Jenny, for sharing this beautiful piece with us tonight.
Awesome comment. And AP, I was hoping that you would comment for Jenny and then read the next poem on the board for me.
Yeah, no, we can certainly do that. I thought this was a really, really interesting, poem. And I liked it because of the thought that went into the quotes and the thought that went into the
structure of the piece. I just thought it was just a really well put together piece, and a big butterfly from me to you. Very, very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. Up the pieces above the beautiful butterfly that you drew.
Okie doke. Well, we have To a New World by Vivesi Poetry, and it goes a little bit like this. Among the tiny yellow rays shedding the sand to chestnut skin, in the airspace of grey, silky, pink gill fungus, I breathe the siren's call. All the bites from sunburns and burns of dry ice weaving a core with scarlet silk by four worn hands, torn to scabs, corners and threads. My feet stand on fool's gold, not shepherd's roots. As the table salt tips of the shallows brush my feet, irises capture the avocado palm leaves. Carved reflection to burned out stars with no hand to pour five or three coconuts. As the breeze moves into my ears, I breathe in the coffin's walls in poem.
Thank you so much. I like the descriptions that he uses in these. And for some reason, in the second stanza there, all the bites from sunburns and burns of dry ice weaving a core with scarlet silk. The thought of the sunburn and the dry ice burn. Wow, I bet you. I'll tap wood. I've never accidentally touched dry ice, but I heard that it burns like all get out. And then towards the end, where is it? To burned out stars with no hand to pour five or three coconuts as the breeze moves into my ears. It's like there were some very interesting sights and sounds and scents in there. It was an awesome share. Heather, what did you think?
Yeah, it was like the forbidden what's the word? The forbidden wound, forbidden burn. Ice for ice to burn you, you know. I caught the metaphor there. I thought it was a great addition to it. Yeah.
Awesome. And AP, thanks for reading. You want to comment on that one?
Really interesting poem, I thought. Just the colours in the first instance, and the sun, and then the burning, and just very descriptive. And I wasn't actually sure which way it was heading, but it was a really interesting way to get to the finish with that last line. So quite different. And I really liked it.
Great comment. And we are very close to the end. I have three poems left, but I wanted to take a moment to put a link on the board for next week, because next week I will sit in the side chair and AP will be hosting for the Anzac Day special. And on there, I put a little bit of the history of what Anzac Day is. It actually, what do you call that when the letters, there's a phrase for it, but the A-N-Z-A-C actually stands for Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. So
that's correct.
I put as many cool pictures that I could find that were tied to the event or to parts of Oz. And there's already quite a few poems on the board, but anyone who didn't get their art can go ahead and grab that. And I will meet you all here at the same time, 10 p.m. next week, and we will celebrate the holiday with AP. Now, as I said, we only have three poems left, and
Linda, I was wondering if you might want to read for Heavenly Angel.
Sure.
Oh, I put it up twice.
There we go. Yeah, there, I got it. This is Love Me by Heavenly Angel. Swiftly setting amaretto sun casts its last rays on pearl roses, horizons, blushes, and pomegranate. Single petal falls, landing softly on damp, mossy ground. Flower sheds its crystalline tears. Where is that I could be that petal to find soft place to land after falling from the heights of heaven? Don't look back or remember me, so I won't know that you are gone. I don't want to face reality's searing pain. I'd give everything I own for your wings to cover me, enfold me in your embrace. Save me, nourish me, take me home, love me. End poem. Beautiful.
Great read. Yeah, thank you for reading. I appreciate that very much. And yet, I like, where is that? The second stanza, single petal falls, landing softly on a damp, mossy ground. Flower sheds its crystalline tears. And there was such a sadness to the thought that falling petal was the flower's tears. And then, don't look back or remember me, so I won't know that you are gone. I don't want to face reality's searing pain. There was a powerful emotional touch to this one, I don't want to say normal, because like she, Hatter always calls her our hallmark poet, but this one had such a sense of sadness, and again, I can't emphasize enough how much that the thought of that petal being a tears got to me. And you had a soft tone in your voice too that added to it, and I think that you did a really great job reading it. And
thank
no
you.
Matter what, even when she pulls out a little bit of sadness, she still.
Well, yeah, I think it led up to the don't look back or remember me, so I won't know that you are gone. The one that lines before that.
I agree with you very much. I think she spoke well of it, and she poured the emotion in that she usually pours in for romance to emphasize the sorrow there. And as usual, this is already an award winner. She's got a silver award for this, so obviously the host of that contest found it quite powerful as well. Did you want to finish your comment, Heather? Sorry about that.
No, that was it. It was just enjoyed it. I totally followed that. You know, it was a little sadder than what she normally writes, and I appreciate her doing that for me.
Awesome comment. And Linda, you read. What did you think?
I thought it was beautiful. I love that first line, swiftly setting amaretto sun. That gives such a bright picture and casts its last rays on pearl roses, horizons, blushes, and pomegranate. How pretty is that? And Heavenly Angel is like a hallmark girl. She's the poster child. And no matter what she writes, it always comes out soft and melodic and beautiful. And this piece is no exception. And now I lost my train of thought. It's just a really fine piece, and I was honored to be able to read it. Thank you, Heavenly Angel. It was beautiful.
Hey, Linda, it's over here. Found it.
What's that?
Out of
your
train
of thought.
He just followed the tracks and he found it.
It was funnier in my head.
I don't think she realized what you meant at the time, but it was kind of clever, Hatter. But, okay, guys, I have two more, but before I do the last two, I just put a link on the board for tomorrow night because the lovely Pretty Bird is going to be able to do a show for us this month.
You're cackalacking. Anybody else hear that, or is it just me? If I called back.
I hear it.
You hear it?
How about now? How about now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You're cutting in and out, Deb.
You running out of power?
It's Jersey reception.
It could be. And at this time of night, sometimes it gets slower for some reason.
Maybe
wait a minute. I am going to mute this phone, and I'm going to dial my cell phone. See if that sounds any better. Let's see how that plays out.
Hey, Linda, if you ever lose your train of thought, you could always try Amtrak.
Is this any better?
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much better.
Cool. Okay. I just wanted to point out that tomorrow night at 10 Eastern, Pretty Bird is hosting her show, and her topic is obsession. When does selfless love become detrimental to one's own well-being? When does attachment become pathological? When does selfless lie become obsession? I think I'm missing something there. And then there's a song, Crushed by Garbage, that she also included as an inspiration. So check out the song, unless something that I already said triggered your muse. See what you think about obsession with Pretty Bird. Okay, now the last two poems. Okay, so Crystal Hope is writing about the kitty cat in the window as well.
Aha.
Let's see. Aha, yes. So I am going to read for her. It's called Catnip Covers by Crystal Hope. And here we
go.
All righty. Hardcovers flip back the pages of paperbacks tumbled and torn, of reading back from wrinkled worn. Ink bleeding from raindrops flooding through the shadows of thunderstorms, reciting poetry of memories born. Purple violets fade from the cloudy skies, draining the thorny stems drunk, dripping the piles of newspaper and junk. Chipped teacups linked by purring cats, sleeping in boxes in a rabbit hole, filled with yellow yarn and buttoned coal. Books carry the petals of a drooping plant, stumbling like a nightstand of wagging daydreams, beckoned by the lanterns of porch light beams. And the quote that she wrote to was anchored to wisdom, reciting the words, "Death is the memory that has no cure." Very cool. I like how where we got two totally different aspects, because when AP chose the art, we got the insights as if from the cat, and on Crystal she honed in on the books and the pages and the other things in the room, which is really, really clever, other than the, you know, of course, the catnip in the title. So it helps prove tiny points that even one picture can come up with different approaches. But I like where you took this, Crystal, and missed your voice, but I appreciate that you sent the poem in. And Hatter, what you think?
You know, I had a thought of going back and changing that line, that the last part of that line, and I guess I can't do that now. But I was sort of not real happy with the sound of it. Death is the memory that has no cure. But I guess it works, huh?
I think you rhymed the next line of it, Hatter. In your actual poem, I think your next couplet rhymed. I just
only used a portion of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like the piece, the Indian stumbling like the nightstand of waging daydreams. Anytime I want to get even romantic, I'm sure daydreams in there somewhere. All mine, just like shadows. But
yep, daydreams down at the bottom.
Crystal Hope, does so well. What's on the bottom?
Daydreams.
Gotcha.
Wagging daydreams beckoned by the lanterns of porch light beams. That's the ending there. So she had the daydreams in there too. Awesome. And AP, will you comment for Crystal and then read out the last poem?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I like this picture, and clearly Crystal did too. And I like how she used basically the light coming in to show the different colours in the books and the sense of that scene. And I think she really got the quote, but I think she also really, got the sense of that image as well. And I thought it was really well done.
Anzac Day. It sounds like a mental health problem.
Yes. Yes. Well, yes. Anyway, we'll go through that.
Have you taken your Anzac today?
Meanwhile, we have the piece by Oliver Mallet, which is 4/5 part of Napo Month, and it goes a little bit like, the quote is number one, the day fades to a place I have never been, and it goes a little bit like this. Late afternoon's acceptance in tea time cottage gardens, rivers the senses of wildflowers in the springtime of April, kiss the air with silent promises, fields of clover contemplating in the subtle breeze, baskets to hand, the tender scrape of age in the thorns. Bandanas in simplicities, the flower peddler clipping through cotton days looking on. To bristle through sweeps incarnations to buttercups and lilac fashions as the queues of paper flowers, much like the tenders of time, walk briskly of yesterday's touch. End poem.
Great read, thank you. And I'd like to start there, late afternoon's acceptance in tea time cottage gardens. The image of that cottage garden is in my mind. And what was the other? The flower peddler clippings through cotton days looking on to bristle through sweeps and carnations to buttercups and lilacs. The flowers not only put an image in your mind, but it also, you could almost smell the garden. I think he painted a pretty scene in his brevity. And I like the ending there too, walks briskly of yesterday's touch. I think it was a great job, and I appreciate you participating, Oliver. What do you think, Heather?
I don't know if I've ever read any of his before, but he knows how to write poetry. I mean, the wildflowers in the springtime of April kiss the air with silent promises. Sometimes you don't need any other words. Fields of clover contemplating in the subtle breeze. AP and I have talked before on certain words and Indian thoughts or Indian line sounds are more receptacle to your brain. Is that the way you put it, AP?
They just sort of land well.
Yeah, yeah, and the subtle breeze and promises, simplicities, they're all soft, pleasant sounding
Help me out, AP. Lost it.
Well, there's no axe or edges to the words. You know, there's no K's.
Yeah.
There's no blunt T's.
Yeah.
There's no C finishes. There's a series of words put together so that the assonance follows on in the way that they're listed.
Yeah, it's softer. And accents have a big part of that. English accents or Australian.
Yes.
On being able to get away, I would read it totally different from you, the way you do, just on some of the endings. So I learned that when I was trying to teach a Jamaican how to rhyme, and I was having the hardest time. Of course, we didn't have any audio. We were on the phone. We were typing. Then I realized he was Jamaican, and his accent, it didn't. None of our words rhymed. It was weird. I couldn't help him. I know.
You're making me crazy.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, Mom.
All right.
Yeah,
we'd be jamming. Okay, so Hatter, unless there's something that you'd like to say, I'm going to do the close out.
I find it humbling that you get to have your lines or some of your hook lines in your poems read and remembered and written about. That's sort of cool. And thank you, everybody.
You make an impression, Hatter.
You're making an impression. That's the quick witted raconteur in the background there. And okay, everyone, be sure to tune in tomorrow at 10 and grab your pens and write for Miss Purdy Bird. Glad to see that she's up to coming back and doing a show. Looking forward to it. And in the meantime, I want to again say thank you to the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation and to the amazing board for a team of voices, AP and 3P and Big Brother Heaven. And I want to say thank you to Kay and Steven and Angel and Pee-wee and Tony and Jenny and Crystal and Wayne and Bill and Linda and Raconteur and Oliver and Vesesi and Eve. Appreciate you all for calling very, very much. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, next week we will be honoring Anzac Day with AP Taylor. Tomorrow we have Pretty Bird.
Thank you, Deb.
Huh?
Thank you, Deb, for everything you do, because you're the one that makes us run.
Thanks, Hatter.
Hear, hear.
We're supposed to make Hatter blush, not Deb. It's Hatter's turn. But thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And also on Saturday, we have an interesting topic that Hatter chose for that night. It's the monster inside you. So
monster.
You can come and hang with Purdy Bird with Obsessions,
yeah.
And on Saturday, deal with the monsters inside you. And then come to Monday for the brain back.
My monsters are real.
Appreciate everyone. And you're all brilliant. Shows wouldn't be what they are without all of you. And on that note, I am going to use that as a teaser. And I am going to find Shinedown on my board. And take us out with that song.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
My
monsters are real.
But you put the song in my head now, so I have to hear it. So that's how we are going out. We have so many. Okay, here we are. Where are you, Shinedown? Alice, Daylight, Monsters. I found it. So I'm going to play us out with Shinedown, Monster.
Thank you, Deb.
The teaser for Saturday. You're welcome, Hatter. Love and respect, everyone.
Love and respect, Deb.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for hanging out. Here we go.
Fool everybody. Don't fool everybody. Great song.
Mm, absolutely. Well, I'm glad
thanks,
you
Deb.
Enjoyed it, honey. Good night.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.